And we're live.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Beyond Retro podcast. I'm Tyler Baker, and the rest of the inner circle is all here. We've got Nathan, Mr. Kennedy here, is with us.
Hello.
He never shuts up.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Rotten Amato himself, JoJo Amato.
Yeah, spread like a virus. I'm everywhere. I'm absolutely everywhere. And
he's Cyrus the Virus from that god-awful Con Air film.
Hey, you remember that? That was a really fantastic movie.
Yeah, at least, sucked.
Well, let's just say hello to JSP. He's in the chat room. Thanks for joining us for this episode. And I'm sure he'll have some things to say, hopefully, about some of his favorites, which we'll get into what our topics are. Tyler will be shooting at us, and yeah.
And, of course, with us, as always in spirit, is Dirt. I was going to say Dirt and Doug. Doug? Maybe that could be Doug's new nickname, Dirk.
Dirk, there you go. That's
yeah, I like that, Dirk.
Yeah, it's a crossover. That's pretty cool. I like it. Yeah. So there you go.
If he doesn't like something you're saying, Dirk, you know. But our topic this week are the classic beat-em-up, side-scroll beat-em-up games of the 80s and 90s.
And there's a ton of them. Oh, and quick, Cassandra Prock, she's in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. And also our Motu Cave Dweller. So, yeah, they're all set here, ready to hear us talking about some, like you said, our side-scrolling beat-em-up. So I hope they will join in the chat room and say what some of their favorites were, too.
I'm sure that they will. We'll get the pilot lit. We'll just get everybody's, you know, we'll just get the mojo flowing here. We'll take it out to the street, start just beating the hell out of each other, just like they did in Final Fight and Turtles and so forth.
God, there's a ton of them. I mean, there's too many. I mean, there is so many. It's overwhelming.
We really ought to just start out with the flagships, ones that we all three of us are more than aware of, have played billions of times. You know, ones that, you know, you just say it. You know, Final Fight, Turtles Arcade, The Simpsons. You know, X-Men. You know, I mean, all of those. Did I name one of those that you, I mean.
Well, every one you just said are ones I played quite a bit. I mean, the Simpsons one, I only obviously got to play in the arcades at limited times, so I didn't.
Well, I mean, but also your ones that you would see in the arcade a lot too. Obviously, some of these came to, you know, home video systems, of course, but ones that, you know, you would see in the arcade a lot. Yeah, Simpsons was not available in the arcade. And so a lot of these that were in the arcade that came to home systems were different. Like Final Fight was drastically different, of course.
Well, I mean, Simpsons was in the arcade as a fighting, I mean, a side-scrolling beat-em-up. I just didn't remember it on a home system. Was it on a home
system?
Wasn't.
One. No, they had all those ridiculously hard, like Bart versus the World, Bart versus the Space Mutants, and
they had all that
stuff. No, we're talking just, you know, you pick a character, one of four out of six characters, and you just go kick some ass.
Oh, yeah. When there's just quick no-brainers, which just, bam, pop into my mind, there's, beyond the arcade, also with the home systems, you always think Final Fight, Double Dragon, Streets of Rage, whether it's one or two or whatever, for, like, you know, whether you're playing Genesis, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, those are just some of the most iconic, at least, among fans of ones they know. I mean, sure, there's ones that expand upon, which we're going to go into so many different ones, but, Oswald Kantos, he's in the house, known as Nemesis Destroyer, and thank you for joining us, because he had quite a bit to say, so I'll be saying some of the ones that he's going to be mentioning, I'll be saying too, but Nathan, go ahead with some of the ones you think off the top of your head, and we'll just shoot with them, because there are so many of these side-scrollers.
I mean, like, the four that Tyler mentioned were the heavy hitters for me. I didn't make it out to the arcade much, because the arcade we had was at the mall that was further away. My experience with the beat-em-ups, surprisingly enough, maybe with some of the other people too that are in the chat, but like grocery stores, because there was a point in time where grocery stores had arcade machines set up. So so many times going to the local grocery store, like either Food Lion or Kroger, and Final Fight was one that was always there a lot. And the same thing with laundromats. Forgot to mention that, because I would go to the laundromats all the time with my parents, and there were always, like, RoboCop, all these games. Final Fight's probably the one that I remember playing first, and then on home console, probably Double Dragon 2.
Oh, part two, huh?
And then of course, walking into 7-Eleven one day and hey, there's a Ninja Turtles arcade machine. I'd never played it before, never seen it before. And I'm like, I have to play this because it's being super, super into turtles, like 5 years old, 6 years old, had to play it. So, and then just kind of grew from there. Side-scrolling beat 'em ups are probably my favorite genre
Yeah.
because one, they don't really take too long to beat, and they're just fun. Like it's fun to play with people, especially back then, because you don't. The art of that is sort of lost now, since we don't. The only thing you have is like big buck hunter shooting games and everything. People don't really want to play games together; they'd rather just play online. But lots of vivid, fun memories, just in arcades in general, not even just side-scrolling beat 'em ups. But yeah, all those ones mentioned. Simpsons. I know I'm kind of rambling here, but the first time I played Simpsons was at Chuck E. Cheese. I went there. My first time, and I'm like, oh, here's Simpsons Arcade. And I saw like the Konami and watched it like go through the demo. I'm like, oh, it's just like Turtles. This is gonna be fantastic. And of course it was. Because Konami and Capcom are kind of like the kings of what we're talking about
Hell
today.
yeah, absolutely.
You know what's funny is when you talk about the Simpsons one, I only seen that the only time I seen it was at a it was at Cedar Point, because for whatever reason the local arcades, or like you said, sometimes even a convenience store like the 7-Elevens, I never seen it at any of them. But I remember going to Cedar Point and you're thinking, hey, we're here for the rides. Well, I was there most of the time. I wanted to go right to the games. Eventually, yes, I'd go to the rides, but I went right to that arcade because it was just loaded. I mean, just loaded with so many. And that's when I seen The Simpsons. That was the only time I seen it. And I remember playing it and just loving it. It's a shame we didn't get to see more. I'd hope that arcades could make somewhat of a resurgence, because like you said, it's not only just the social interaction, it's fun. Social interaction, being around people, not just like you said, playing online against somebody. You can't see this person's face. It's fun being with somebody, next to somebody, just interacting with a lot of people, engaging and meeting new people in general. But arcades were just such a blast because they brought people together. And I'd hope, shoot, especially after, seeing, like, I know people are feeling that retro feel and they have their, arcade episode. It'd be good to see a comeback. But no, as for at the other arcades I play, sure, it was Final Fight. I remember the X-Men side-scrolling beat 'em up, Spider-Man 1, Punisher, the Turtles. I mean, those were all blasts. And what I liked is, I mean, of course they were quarter munchers. I like that, like you said, sure, they weren't super long. Some were longer than others. They were, but
When you're dealing with quarters, yes, all those games, I mean, they might as well have been 20 levels long,
yeah, they felt like it lasted forever. It's like, oh damn, another quarter, blink. It's, of course, you got used to it. Some of those games, you got so good that you could run it maybe with a quarter or two if you got really lucky and were really good. But no, otherwise, yeah, they were sucking your quarters just away. And it was always fun that sometimes that person join in with you. Hey, go ahead. They plop in a quarter and then they pick a character and they're there with you in the game. It made it even more fun to at least, have some help getting to the end. But oh god, yeah, those were just some of my experiences of, I guess, the random arcade ones, and then we hear Tyler's, but then we'll jump into all the damn home systems, which, whew, too many, too many.
Final Fight, I think, was my probably my first that along with around the same time Turtles, because Final Fight was at the local Pizza Hut downtown down here. They had it for the longest time, so I remember always playing Final Fight whenever we would go down there to dine in or at a pizza party or something like that. Final Fight was the game. All of us, either my parents would give us a couple of quarters to play Final Fight or whatever. That one, the Turtles game, which seemed to be still to this day is still a part of my. I've managed to run into that machine so much from childhood at being at Myrtle Beach in the early 90s, and I'm sure even back into the 80s too, arcades were still plentiful. You could go to the amusement parks at Myrtle Beach, they have arcades. Where we would stay, they would have arcade rooms at the hotels, a room just dedicated to arcade machines. Turtles was always in there for the majority of the 90s, so that was it was just always a constant, part of my arcade playing experience. And it's a Hall of Famer, of course. Turtles in Time raises the bar even higher on that one, which to me it is that and Final Fight. I choose between the top two arcade games of all time. I just had the best time playing Final Fight, and Turtles in Time is it was like a game changer, so to speak. And I mean, all of them, Simpsons and Alien versus Predator, which is one I hardly ever hear anybody talk about. Which was I played it once in the arcade, and I've had to I remember Nathan let me play. I think on a simulator on the computer. I think I played it one time. I think he put something on there for me. But and the X-Men arcade. You know, and what was cool about some of these is some of them had different formats. Like the X-Men and Turtles in Time had a smaller machine, and then they had the big wide machine, which allowed you had more arm room, but you were designated to pick a certain character. Like with X-Men, I think if you went to the far side, you had to play as, you know, Cyclops or something like that. You know, but
I like the
it
wide
was
ones. Yeah, I like
the
the
wide
wide
ones were
ones.
always better to have all that arm room, and the screen was so big. And I mean, it's God, I have such an affinity. That's why I don't care to play new stuff because I had so much fun playing the old stuff. It's hard for me to go back or to play the current stuff when one quarter was all it was standing between you and beating the third level boss that you've not been able to beat. And then some cool guy said, "Hey man, can I play too?" "Sure man, jump right in." You know, it was just like this cool badge of honor, like a cool like camaraderie thing, you know.
It
"I'm out
was.
of quarters. Hang on a second. I'll run back." He's like, "Here, take one of mine." It would get that
Yeah.
action going. I mean that because what's so cool, I mean, when you're playing these games, and I'm sure some people because they you're I mean you're I'm playing this as if like I was doing this, as if I was one of the Final Fight guys. If I was, you know, Donatello kicking, you know, Rocksteady and Bebop's ass at the first two levels. Like you're always thinking like this is I gotta save April. This is all on me here. I'm doing it all by myself, you know. Channel 6 is on fire. I gotta save April, you know. It's you're just putting yourself in that's how it was for me. I didn't do that necessarily with The Simpsons. I just had fun playing that. But
Right.
with
Some you immersed yourself. You're right. You definitely
yeah,
immersed
with
yourself in
X-Men,
those.
Spider-Man, and Final Fight and games like that, yes, I'm thinking of myself as I'm Hagar. I'm going
Yes.
around, I'm gonna beat the hell out of Thrasher, man, even though he's laughing at me, he stole my daughter or my girl at the time. I didn't make the connection that Jessica was Hagar's daughter. I'm like, we gotta save the hot chick, man. We gotta get her
Right.
back.
No,
What a
that was.
weirdo.
No, but you're right. I mean, no, that was fun. Like I said, you immersed yourself in it, but you got a lot of new friends just from, like you said, sometimes they come up, they play with you, they'd help you out if you needed a quarter or something. It was just a bonding kind of experience in the
Yeah.
arcade. But you don't have that kind of experience no more.
Well,
And then
it was a cool thing amongst guys, and I you know, because you didn't see a whole lot of girls in the arcade. You would see some, but
when
you
you
didn't
did,
see.
you got super excited. You're like, oh my God, a girl. And if a girl ever played with you freaked out, like, wait, second, this hot chick, this girl, when she's playing
I
arcade
never had
games,
that
she's
luxury. It was more about
you did.
trying to do really good in this game. So maybe this hot girl behind me think, "Wow, he's doing really good at that Ninja Turtles arcade game playing as Donatello. I wonder if he's single." You know, that's what's going on in my mind when I'm sitting there trying to beat up Bebop. I'm like, "Dear God, I got to do it, man. She's probably going to think I'm really, I'll be a big loser in her eyes if I don't do
Impress
this."
her. So none ever joined you? You never had a girl join you in the
No.
game itself? No, I did. And that's when Joe actually started screwing up because I was real good with the games, but as soon as she joined, I'd start fumbling with the buttons. I was like, what am I doing? I was like, why can't I concentrate? Well, of course we know why I couldn't concentrate. I actually screw up, but no, it was such fun times, and you felt like a king anytime you had that top score and you got to put your initials up at the top, man. You felt like you're king of the world. You got your initials right
You
up
make it
there.
sound like you're Jimmy Woods from The Wizard, that you walk into any arcade in America and somehow you get 50,000 of Double Dragon. You know, you're
Gets
probably
the high
wearing
scores and he gets the girls, Tyler. this. I got the
Yeah,
high score,
yeah.
got the girls. And what I always did, I always put my initials JAM. And everybody always said, well, what is JAM? I was like, that's my name. I was like, my first
Jam.
jam. I was like, my first name's Joe, my last name's Amato, and my middle name's Michael. So I always put jam. That was always my initials up at the top. I love
Did
seeing
you
it.
walk into an arcade, listen to Michael Jackson's Jam, you know, as you're walking in, you know?
Jam, jam, it comes, man. Oh shoot, yeah, it was, man, those were the days. They were the days. And we had I was gonna say Demosable joined us in the chat room too. He's had a lot of stories of things. He said, oh yeah, you guys are doing a wizard reference. And yeah, I appreciate you joining us too. He said Light Gun Games could be a whole different show. Oh, you're right. That could be another one we'll do. But no, yeah, the arcades were just an absolute blast. And you're right. When you think of the most iconic, and especially when I did a post today, almost everybody pretty much arcade wise was putting up Final Fight, Turtles. And don't forget those Dungeons and Dragons games that were fantastic too. You know, where you got to use potions and spells and magic, and
No,
those were.
we didn't have those around here.
Oh, what about you, Nathan? Did you ever get to play the Dungeons and Dragons side
He's in the
scroller?
same area as I am.
I didn't know.
No, yeah, no, it like we would just get like the popular stuff. That some of the obscure titles I never even seen the light of day until, I'm looking at an emulator on the computer. I'm like, oh, what's this? Oh, that's really cool.
What about
But
Golden
no,
Knights?
we'd have
Did you
to
at least?
venture out of the area because if we were to go, like when I would go to Richmond, I had family in Richmond, they had awesome arcades. They had the Battletoads arcade machine. I'd never seen that before. And still
You
to
were
this
used
day,
to
I've never
the,
seen it.
probably just used to
You
the
know, that.
Nintendo Battletoads, right?
Well, yeah, so to see an arcade, that, and then to see Turtles in Time, that was in Richmond. The Aliens versus Predator arcade was in Richmond. It's a bigger area. I mean, we had awesome arcades in our area. I mean, the one that at the mall that Nathan was talking about, that's what we had. And it changed sizes twice. It was jam-packed arcade, but they didn't have Spider-Man. They didn't have, I mean, they had Simpsons. Oddly enough, they didn't have Final Fight, at least when they changed hands, I don't think.
Did you guys have
But,
Golden Axe? Did you have Golden Axe at least?
oh yes, Golden Axe was available. But to reference what Nathan said too, like places like Hill's Department Store, the Food Line where I lived, and Walmart's, of course, all had arcade machines. And Golden Axe was available to play. I mean, even the bowling alley back then had arcade games to play. And I can't remember where I played Golden Axe, but Golden Axe was one that I immediately gravitated towards because
Felt like it
I
was
just
He-Man or
thought,
something for me.
yes, it was a lot like He-Man to me, so I have to play this. And that was awesome. It was a lot of fun to play that as well. Any game where you had 4 to 6 players to choose from, like you got the heroic kind of guy with either blonde hair or brown hair with like a sword or someone who just looks, kind of a muscular guy. Then you got like the big powerhouse guy. You've got the voluptuous, a hot woman. You got maybe the short and stature kind of guy, but he's like a little rough, a little ruffian kind of guy. I mean, it's that's what makes him so cool is you get all these different personalities to choose from. All these games.
And they
It's
were so, you're right. And you'd think, oh, side scrolling beat 'em ups, they pretty much are all the same. It's like, no, they were all so different and diverse because
yeah.
each world had such a unique, different type of, set of attacks. Some of them had magic, like, for Golden Axe, for example, you'd collect, your vials and stuff. You could do your magic spells. You could
Is
jump
that
on
what you
some of
meant
the
by Dungeons
creatures.
and Dragons, or did you
No,
mean like
no.
an?
Dungeon, no, no. Dungeons and Dragons had different ones. They had, I think, well, like Nemesis Destroyer, there was, I think, Chronicles of Mysteria. I think that was one of them, but I thought there was a couple. There was some Dungeons and Dragons ones, which were, I can't remember if it was almost feeling like you could go and choose your story, like Guardian Heroes. I'm not sure, but as I know that in Saturn, I'm going to talk about that later. But no, just, yeah, Dungeons and Dragons was different. You could get potions, do spells, and that too. But Golden Axe, you had your potions. You could get on creatures like, dragons that would shoot
Yeah,
out a
I remember being
fireball.
able to do that. Yeah, that
Yeah,
was
like the
cool.
ones that there was either the ones that shoot out a fireball or the ones that would shoot a big flame fire, and then those little creatures that spin their tails. It's just, oh man, it's so loaded and kicking the little dwarves, between rounds trying to get, extra little potions or something. Do you remember that little bonus round where the little gnomes were going by with the little backpacks and you kick them and they drop a potion, they drop a potion, drop a potion, you collect them all. I love kicking the shit out. I just like kicking the little suckers. But go ahead, Nathan. There, I'm just rambling.
Going back to the this will be like a little side note when we're talking about people coming in and popping in the quarters and everything. Like, that's how I beat the Simpsons arcade at that Chuck E. Cheese. There's this one kid that came up when I was playing, started putting in his coins, and we're starting to just get further and further into the game. And then I died, and he's like, "Oh, here, have some of my coins," and we ended up beating the game.
Awesome.
So, but and this kind of strays just a tad from the side scrollers, but on the opposite end of that spectrum, I want to talk real quick about those arcade games where guys would come in and put in a core, let's say, I don't
Mortal
know, an
Kombat
NBA
2.
Jam, yeah, or a fighting game, and just destroy you. Here I am, like 6 years old, and I'm just wanting to play the game, and here comes like this 17-year-old kid and just destroys me.
Yeah, you hated that. You're right, because you wanted to sit there and beat the game. You were like, I'm gonna try to play and beat this myself. And then this kid comes
Yeah.
in and it goes from an adventure, you just fighting the computer to the end, to here he comes. Here comes a new challenger. And then you're right. It's like, oh man, I didn't want you to jump in right yet.
Yeah.
And
So when
what
we
makes
talk
it even
about the,
worse?
oh, go
Go
ahead.
ahead, Nathan. Go ahead, Nathan. I was just
All
going to
right.
add on
Just
to
saying, like, there's that really good part of it with the side scrolling beat 'em ups, but I just wanted to touch on just that awful part that I remember
Well,
just as
because
much.
I'm sure for you guys too, the douchebag college boy or high school, jerk off that comes up doesn't even acknowledge that you're playing it, doesn't even look at you,
Right, just boing.
doesn't commend you for what you're doing. Hey, like what you're doing playing as Jax, man. That's like just walks right up, puts the quarter in, looks at the screen, and just
Yeah.
proceeds to do everything but perform a fatality on you.
Doesn't even
And then
ask either.
just,
Just straight up
yeah.
coins in there. All right,
There
here
was
we go.
some cool, yeah. There was some cool that we, they put a coin like, "Hey man, you mind if I play in or join in?" Like, yeah, go ahead. But you're right, you did get the occasional person just bloop, just jumped right in. It's like, okay, well, I didn't ask for you to join. For me, I usually had a sick pleasure, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead and join, because then I usually, if especially if it was X-Men versus Street Fighter, yeah, it was. I was like, yeah, good night. You're not gonna win this one. I'm not being cocky, but I was damn good at X-Men versus Street
All
Fighter. I
right,
loved it.
Lucas Spartan. You probably walk around with your power glove too when you're playing the arcades.
I swear I'm not a
And
guy.
then pull the power glove and then kind of squeeze the palm of it there, And when you be like, I love the power glove so bad, I'm like, dude, you can't even use it.
I
And
swear,
then Joe just kind of walks away.
I'm not. I swear to anybody that's listening, people who know me, I'm not trying to be like an arrogant prick or nothing.
The
Just
hell
certain
you
games.
are, Jimmy Woods.
The certain games I was really great with. I mean, I'm not going to ramble on the discussion, but I've told you there was. Oh God, Tyler's like, here we go. I'm not going to talk
God,
about the
oh boy,
Spider-Man
hunker
content.
down.
I'm not going to talk about the
Yes, you are.
Spider-Man.
I knew you were trying to find some way of.
Well, there was that. There was.
Joe comes out, puts on his Mr. Rogers jacket, switches shoes, and pulls out a pipe, and decides to tell everybody again the infamous Spider-Man jacket
Well, there's a
story, is
bunch.
it?
There's that. There was Sonic Adventure, the Donkey Kong Country, the Shining Wisdom. I mean, there's a lot of contests I entered, and
Is this why
yep.
you suggested this topic? So you can, in a roundabout way, circle it back to talking about your outlays of.
What is the Donkey Kong Country story? I want to at least hear this one.
I'm gonna tell you this one real quick. First, I want to say,
Oh, we were going to hear it anyway, no matter what.
Demozable in the chat room said the mask is probably getting kind of tight for me right now. I get you. It's like I'm getting a big head about myself. No, okay. Now here's the thing. There's the ones I won, and then there was some of the ones where there was a screw job. I'll do the quick Donkey Kong Country, and this is
All right,
an
Bret Hart,
and,
let's hear
all right. Really, this is the this is the Ohio screw job. Well, Donkey Kong Country was having a contest at Blockbuster Video, and it was like they gave you 5 minutes to go through these levels as quickly as you can to collect as many bananas and get through the levels as quickly as you can. And whoever had the highest score at each store by the end of the, I think, 30-day competition, you got to go on to California to play in a tournament for $25,000. Now,
California.
California. It's always just the wizard, isn't it? Well, they gave you two times to play. They gave you two chances to play. I signed up to play on day one and the last day. I started on day one. I had the top score. All the way to day 30, I came in and somebody had me beat by like 300 points. Now, the levels were set up different. It wasn't set up like how you normally play Donkey Kong Country on Super Nintendo. It was a cartridge where it was like they had the levels in a weird random order just to keep going from this to this to this, okay? Well, I sat there and I was like, that's impossible. I said, I'm not being arrogant. I was like, there is no way anybody could beat my score. And so I sat there and I started playing it and I went through and I think I had my same exact score, maybe 20 points more. I sat there and I looked at the guy that was running the contest. I was like, this doesn't make sense. I was like, how in the world could somebody beat me? I said, you could only get points by going through the level quickly and from the bananas. I said, and that's what was in the Game Pro, and I still have the Game Pro magazine. It was in the guidelines and rules for Game Pro magazine and Blockbuster Video pamphlet. I said, so how could he beat me? He was like, well, he spelled Kong. I was like, I could have spelled Kong anytime I wanted. I said, it didn't say that in the rules. I said, how did he know? He was like, well, he was my buddy, and I told him. I said, well, let me play again. He was like, nope, you had your second chance, you're done. So that's how I got screwed up. If I would have spelled Kong, I would have beat his ass. I would have pissed me off. So what did I get as a consolation prize? I have a pack, which I still have them, of X-Men trading cards. That was my
Which
consolation.
ones? Was it the Skybox ones?
The foiled, hollow foiled, or chrome foiled ones. The ones that were.
Oh, the metal?
Yeah, the
That's what
metal ones.
they. Yeah, okay. Yeah, those were not cheap back in the day. Those were
Well,
like $5 a pack.
I know, but hell, $5 a pack compared to me going out to California to play for $25,000. I wanted to shove those up somebody's ass. I was so pissed.
You'd have
So
lost
that.
anyway, Joe. Just
Well,
be
thank
glad
you.
that you did get something.
No, but so that's how I got screwed from the Donkey Kong Country one. Believe me, if I would have known to spell Kong, I would have spelled Kong. I was passing the letters all the time. I could have easily did it in my pattern.
I'm
So,
surprised you didn't make a point to get the letters regardless if you were all Jimmy Woods about
well, the
everything.
thing was, see, it could slow you up by maybe, let's say, a second or two. So I was obsessed on quick time. All I was doing was quickly getting off the levels and doing the flow of the bananas in the quickest pattern possible. But sure, I mean, if I would have known, I would have hit those damn letters and it would have gave me a lot more points. But well, that's the side rant. There you go, Nathan. You wanted to know it? That's the Donkey Kong Country story.
Joe
I wonder,
screwed Joe.
what did you say, Nathan?
I said Joe screwed Joe. Old
Yeah,
Bret Hart
exactly.
over there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I wonder if Joe's like wearing his mask and then the guy tells him that story like, oh no, it's all my buddy. You had your chance. Like, yeah, but you can just eat my ass. And just walks away.
Oh, I was so pissed. I was so pissed. I mean, you picture that. You're seeing yourself being top from day 1 to 30 because yes, I
With chicks, groveling at your feet, they're holding onto your leg while you're sitting there holding your controller, as if the power sword,
Right. Oh, such
They
an
probably have all these awesome groupies of chicks waiting to hang out with you back in your room after you've beaten the hell out of Donkey Kong California way. You
Yep.
blow it away, Joe.
Oh.
It could have been yours, Joe.
Damn, it was annoying. Hey, I was gonna say Nemesis Destroyer in the chat room says he's a 2-time Marvel versus Capcom 2 champ. Well, man, that's freaking awesome. Fantastic how
I
that is
think
another.
he's issuing a challenge to you, Amato. I
Here
think he's
come
letting you
here.
know that, what you've accomplished is small potatoes.
It's like small potatoes. It's cheap. Come on, let's go online, he's saying. Let's do this right now during the podcast. We'll do it live. We'll have a championship match right here live on the podcast. Eh? But well, those are all the arcade things, but then let's hit to go on to some of the home systems. Now, Double Dragon, I'll tell you a fun, well, my good impressions and bad impressions. I had, of course, Nintendo and Sega Master System, and I remember getting the Nintendo version of Double Dragon first and being so pissed because nobody could join in with me.
Yeah.
They didn't do 2 players. Like, why is, wait, this is called Double Dragon, not Single Dragon. I hated that it was like that. So then the Master System, I got that version. You could do Double Dragon. The only time I could play it though was when somebody came to my house because my friends in my neighborhood didn't have a Sega Master System, so I could never go over there to do Double Dragon with them. So they were either playing by themselves Double Dragon, or I said, hey, come over my house. So I had a lot of friends that used to come over from a Master System for that, but it wasn't enough to make them buy one. So that's the Double Dragon story, is it was great on Master System, but for me it just sucked. For Nintendo, because you couldn't play unless you just played by yourself. And I was like, what's the fun of that? You wanted to have a buddy join you. I don't know if either you experienced both of them or just one or what. What about you,
I
Nathan?
remember like the tough part about being a kid is you see like, oh, here's this game that you remember the side scrolling like arcade, and you're like, oh, it's gonna be just like this, and you get home and you play it and you're like, oh, this is nothing like the arcade at all.
Yeah.
But with
Turtles
Double
was like
Dragon,
that.
I see, because as I was saying earlier, my first experience with Double Dragon and beat 'em ups in general like was the second one. So I didn't go on to play the first one until a couple years later. I'm like, oh man, like Double Dragon 2 is way more of an improvement over that one, because
Yeah, I can see that.
it's the same thing with Final Fight on Super Nintendo. I
Oh,
remember being
gosh.
so excited when I got home with that. And I'm like, wait, it's only one
I
player?
don't get it. I never understood
What the
that. I never
hell?
understood,
And
especially when
like,
you.
all I play is two of the guys, Hagar and Cody. Can't play as
Yeah.
Guy. Never could
It
have picked you on
never, it
that.
just never made, and then what if they have their standalone version, Guy version or something, Final Fight Guy, but that's why, again, I had the Sega CD where you could play all three of them and you could play 2 player. Just, I never understood certain things. Like I said, Nintendo dominates a lot, of course. I mean, especially the regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo and Genesis, it was a good back and forth battle between both.
Not really, but
I loved, shut up. I loved playing them all, but again, I remember seeing that on Super Nintendo. I was like, I don't get it, Nintendo. Why can you not have 2 players on Final Fight? I just do not get it. So I had to get the Sega CD version to play, which I enjoyed, but of course then I hated the loading. I'm like, okay, here's the loading between this level. Here's the loading. And it's funny is when the Sega CD first came out, that's all you heard people do was bitch about, God, you gotta load for like 15 seconds, sometimes 20. This is annoying. And then as PlayStation came and the Sega Saturn and all these other CD-based systems, you still had to load. I was like, yeah, see, you're gonna be loading on no matter what system you have. So I guess you can't really complain. But the Final Fights, yeah, another fantastic series. And what hit me as being the most addicting, I remember getting Streets of Rage for the Sega Genesis. Very fun game, tough, tough. It was a tough game and fun. But then when 2 came out, it was over. I was telling Tyler this story, Nathan, and of course everybody else is going to hear it. I remember when Streets of Rage 2 came out. It had everybody in the neighborhood would come to play this game. We, for like a year straight, it was an event. At my mom's house on the weekend, kids were coming over all the time to play Streets of Rage 2. My ma is playing Streets of Rage 2. My sister, who hates video games except Centipede on Atari, she wanted a Genesis because of Streets of Rage 2. It was so freaking popular that they packed it with the Genesis, but I never seen such an addicting game, and it flowed so well. While part one was tough and fun, part two just had such a smooth way it played. It didn't feel like choppy and like the animation wasn't funky. It had a new cast of characters, a lot of new special moves. It's for me, it is my favorite side-scrolling beat-em-up game of all time. I never played a game so addicting like Streets of Rage 2. In fact, when Part 3 came out, I remember being so let down because while Part 3 looked similar to Part 2 with graphics-wise and the same basic list of characters and a couple new ones, it flowed differently. Like, the movements felt off. Some was off. I remember just being so pissed because we were waiting. We heard 3 is coming. My mom's excited. I am. Of course, the whole damn neighborhood's excited. And we were just let down. I remember we played it. It was kind of fun. And we went right back to Part 2. But Part 2, Streets of Rage 2, I don't know if either of you played it. Damn, is that – what an addicting game. What an addicting game.
Didn't have Sega,
I was about to say, I don't think Tyler ever played it because you never had a Sega, right? Like,
no,
never.
People around me had Segas, but I did not have a Sega.
See, I didn't obtain a Genesis until I was in my teens, so I kind of missed out on Streets of Rage. But it's kind of funny hearing you talk about that because there's a lot of parallels between Streets of Rage and Final Fight in regards to just, all right, well, the first one's just kind of and it's missing stuff and things like that. And the second one's kind of where they fixed everything and made it sort of the game that it needed to be in the first place.
True. And you know, like with the Final Fights, like I said, they still had similar type of graphics in the way the characters looked. But Streets of Rage 2 just did a gigantic jump, you know, and of course the megabit cartridge or whatever, however many bits it was, but it jumped up graphic-wise. It had such a vast change that if they didn't call one Streets of Rage and Streets of Rage 2 and just palette swap some of them, you would never even know they were from the same series. It was that vastly different. Compared to Streets of Rage 2 and 3, you could tell it's the same characters, the same type of graphics. But part one of Streets of Rage compared to 2, it was such a jump. It was just a gigantic jump. But, well, Tyler, since I was rambling for like an hour, it seems like, what are some of your hot 8-bit, 16-bit side-scrolling beat-em-ups you could think of?
First one for the home system would have been, and this is a game that I'm sure both of you have heard of, but none of us have mentioned yet, is Bad Dudes.
Yeah.
I played that in the arcade, and when we got Nintendo for Christmas, Turtles and Bad Dudes were the two games that Santa Claus brought to us. And Bad Dudes was the first and only game on Nintendo I ever beat. I never beat a single other game on Nintendo other than Bad Dudes. And I'm looking back, I don't know how the hell I did it, because as hard as that game was. Mm-hmm. And what sucked about that is it was two-player, but it worked like Mario. Once first player died, then second player came in. Whereas in the arcade, you could play together. But on Nintendo, you know, the minute you died, your partner could come in and take over from where you left off and kind of defeated the purpose of playing together because you were losing lives. But that, and then I can't really.
Battletoads? Did you at least play Battletoads on Nintendo?
Battletoads. That was a given because I remember when that was advertised heavily. Like, this looks awesome, kind of reminiscent of Turtles. And, of course, me and my brother didn't get far in that game either, but we rented it a lot because it was so much fun to play. The music was fun, and watching your fist turn big or your foot turn into a giant boot and all that stuff, it was still just fun to play. You know, we didn't get very far in it. And Double Dragon, I was always had an affinity for it, but never played it that much. I always liked what, and I never played the first one, still to this day, never played it because it was not made available, at least for me to check out. 2 and 3 were made available, and I played the second one. I ran into the third one once, and it was so hard. I just said, the hell with this. I just didn't stick with it very much. And then for Super Nintendo. Final Fight 2 was one that was rented frequently because once when me and my brother realized you couldn't play Final Fight 1 together, Final Fight 2 came out, and that was like a drug. You know, I know Final Fight 2 is not as popular as opposed to probably 1 and 3, but I mean, Nathan's got a Super Nintendo copy of it, so when me and him have hung out, we've played Final Fight 2 and Super Nintendo countless times, and it never gets old of playing as either Carlos or Hagar and just beating the hell out of random thugs and fighting the Mad Gear gang all over the place, all over again, and it just never got old. And then the Turtle games, you know, and like to touch on what Nathan said too, the Turtles arcade for Nintendo did not play as good as the actual arcade game. Like, cause I liked playing it a lot, but in comparison, like the Manhattan Project, which was a hell of a lot more fun to play than the Turtles arcade for Nintendo, that Turtles arcade game itself was just, I guess just because it was Nintendo, I just thought it was too damn tough. Whereas Manhattan Project was tough, but I just had more fun playing it. I don't know why, but it was just so much more. So yeah, for Nintendo, it had probably been Manhattan Project and, well, I guess Bad Dudes. And then Super Nintendo had been Final Fight and Turtles in Time, because those were the, rented religiously. I mean, so many times because
you know, there's one, Tyler, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned, and I probably will bring it up, and you will remember playing it. Tell me you played at least Batman Returns on Super Nintendo.
Yes, I did, and that was an absolute blast to play because it was done by Konami. But knowing that it was only one player, you know, of course, you're thinking like, what are you going to make up Robin for this?
But it was still fun.
It was an absolute, especially the Batman's attacks, like slamming people into the walls.
Yes.
It was. That was a kick-ass game. Did you play that, Nathan? I'm sure you did.
Yeah. No, I rented that game quite a bit when it came out, and then, like, I own a copy of that now. And to go further, the animated series game is actually really good as well on Super Nintendo.
That was tough, but it was fun, too. I mean, because even though you're only playing as Batman, I think you could play or as Robin. You could pick between the two, couldn't you? Or was it just it was just Batman? It was just Batman.
No, I want to say it was just Batman.
Yeah, for Super Nintendo, it was just Batman. Then they had Batman and Robin on, I think, on Sega. I think.
Yeah, that was a doozy. That was a fun game too. Yeah. Very fun.
Yeah. I remember the animated series game was a blast. That was a lot of fun to play too.
Yeah, I remember that. Speaking of that real quick, no, I'm not going to do it. Okay, so say, well, Batman and Robin on Sega Genesis, I remember got a bad and low review from the reviewers because he said, this game is too tough. I was like, huh? That's a reason to give a bad review? I played the game and I had no problem beating it. I mean, again, not trying to be cocky, but I was like, I didn't have this issue. But they just said, yeah, you probably need a game genie. I was like, oh, where do they get these people? They pay you to make these reviews and just put down a game because it's tough? Well, would you rather just be real sissy-like and you just fly right through it? I don't know. I love that damn game.
That first Batman arcade, because I remember you had to go to the Riddler's the Maze of the Minotaur in the Batman animated series game, which was, I mean, you had to figure out riddles and all this stuff. It was hard. And I think the only way I did it is because I remember when I rented, there was cheats. Whoever rented had put cheat codes in the booklet that came with the rental.
Oh, did they?
But I played it all the way through and couldn't get past the Riddler's level. So I remember I put in the cheat code so I could at least go to the last level, beat it. Then I went back to the Riddler's maze just so I could say I did officially beat it. But it was really tough because it wasn't so much side-scrolling, beating up random henchmen, and then taking on the Joker on the roller coaster or something like that. You had to, you know, answer questions before you could pass it. And then you had to figure out that some of the walls in the maze you could punch through or blow up. And you're thinking, you know, how are you supposed to know all that? It's just...
With Sunset Riders, Tyler. Oh, wait, for me, you cut out for a second. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you cut out for me, too.
Son of a bitch, I had a telemarketer call in on me.
Oh, okay, that's what kicked him off for a second. Okay, good. I was like, yeah. I thought it was just me. But Tyler, another one, though, wasn't Sunset Riders a big one that you loved playing?
Oh, yeah, Sunset Riders, man. Yeah, if you like the Ninja Turtle or Turtles in Time, Konami released Sunset Riders. And I know I introduced Nathan to it when arcades were still around. I showed him that game. And I can't remember, Joe, if Joe, because I know you played it, I think, while I was talking to you one time.
Yeah, exactly. I was playing it, but I didn't know it was an arcade one. I never played it in the arcade. And yeah, I was doing it through the Super Nintendo version. I believe, yeah, Super Nintendo version. But yeah, I was like, nope, that was one I never experienced at the arcade. So you two going to the arcade, have a blast. I couldn't picture that. I would love to, but did you guys
I mean, it was a tough game. I beat it once on Super Nintendo, I think, when I was in 7th grade. I had help with, I had a buddy that was helping me with that. But it was, it's, you know, if people have never heard of it, you can YouTube it and see it. It takes place in the Wild West, and you got assorted, you know, villains in the Wild West. You got four heroes, two guys with rifles and two guys with six shooters. And you get power-ups, kind of like Contra. Like you get a certain badge or a power-up, you can fire sprays of bullets or just like Contra, but it's almost like it's like Turtles and Contra coming together. You get the Ninja Turtles with four heroes, and you get all these weapon power-ups just like Contra. I mean, you're jumping over stampedes and shooting people up above you and jumping up above, and you know, oh man, it was a blast. I mean, it's hard. It is hard, but it's fun to play though.
that's what I mean. You don't want it to be easy because, again, you don't want that ride to
Well, I mean,
end. You
there
have
are
to.
certain. I mean, like Final Fight. Final Fight, you know, if you're playing the arcade, it's a bitch to play. I mean, it's a blast. I wouldn't have it any other way, but it is hard.
I
I
like it.
mean,
I like a
I
challenge,
mean, but
right? A challenge.
I like it too. But I'm just saying, there's hard games that are like, you know what? I enjoy the challenge. And then there's some are like, dude, this game's just being a prick. It's being an asshole.
Yeah, like when you talk about some levels that are driving people nuts, like Battletoads today, our buddy Thomas Guerra, he was talking about Battletoads on level 3. He's like, but can you beat Battletoads level 3? It's like,
Is that the
yeah,
ice level?
no, it's a level with the dam. Remember the walls that come up, and then the walls up, down, up, down, up, down,
Oh,
here, and you're on the jets, and you're jumping over them, and
yes, that is a pain in the ass.
it is annoying, but it's fun. But no, Nathan, did you play Sunset Riders with Tyler at the arcade, or did you play it by yourself, or what?
Yeah, we went to this one mall that had pretty much seen its better days probably 10, 15 years prior, but they still had an arcade. And he was like, "Oh man, they got Sunset Riders. You got to check this out. You got to play." I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah." And we played it, and it's a blast. And when I got a copy of it on Super Nintendo, because that game's pretty expensive now, but
Oh,
I
yeah.
got it. Yeah. I think last I looked, that game's probably $60,
Oh,
$70, maybe
wow.
more now.
Okay.
But I think I got a copy of it for about 25. And I remember calling Tyler, and I was like, "Hey, I got a copy of Sunset Riders." He's like, "All right, I'm coming over this weekend. We're gonna play it." And we got to the last level, I think, and then we died.
Yes, the guy with the machine, who's got the machine gun on top of his balcony. Yeah, I think he's got the
Yeah.
machine gun. So you
So we
guys
got there, and
you've never
we
beat
ran out of
together?
continues.
Oh, so
No.
you guys have never beat that game together yet?
Not together, no, because when I beat it that one time years ago, it was like sheer miracle because it was so hard. Because it takes nothing, like a couple of bullet shots and you're dead. You know, there's not a long health bar for you to have. So
You guys gotta do that.
it's
It's gotta be you gotta make that for a weekend event one time. You guys gotta just say, you know what, we're gonna pop this in. We gotta beat this after all these years. You gotta feel like you have that accomplishment.
Well, I mean, he's been
Oh.
itching to come over anyway, because every time he does come over to my house, he's like, "All right, we got to play Turtles, we got to play this, we got to play this." So we'll
Yeah,
definitely put that on the
Final Fight
list.
2, Turtles in Time, Ken Griffey Jr., Major League Baseball. I mean, those are all staples when I go over to Nathan's house.
That's pretty cool. Oh, that is.
Yeah.
That is. And I was gonna say, and others, when I'm gonna jump to, well, I'm gonna jump to Sega Saturn now. There's a game. It's not many people talk about this game, and it's Guardian Heroes. This
Okay,
game,
yeah.
yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
do
I'd
we
never
have?
heard of it.
Do we? Do you have that, Nathan?
I have it on when they released it on Xbox 360.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't. No, me, I just had the old school ones. I didn't know they did that. But if you, I mean, did you play it then? You did play it? Oh, dear God, man, talk about one of the most damn addicting fun games. First, it's its own standalone game where you could play it and, you know, as an adventure, you know, doing your own single. And it can be fun single, but when you have people join in, and like I said, you have somebody else, man, it's just like the party just starts. It's just, this is a game that. It's not just side scroller to the usual, like in how you just walk up and down, like in Final Fight or Streets of Rage. You can be on this plane then do this jump to the middle plane, and then jump to the far ground. And there's enemies in each of these, you know, different areas of the whole fighting field. But it's also, it's role-playing, like, because it has a story. You can have somebody that's a magician. You could be an undead warrior. You could be, somebody with a sword. There's tons of characters. And then you can even play a mode where you just have a battle against somebody for fun, like you against a buddy to fight. But it has also multiple story spots. You can either choose to go up here for this adventure, down here to go to this adventure. And it just sprouts off to give you different types of ways and endings. But holy crap. I mean, obviously, well, I'm glad you said that about it. It can be downloaded for Xbox One or whatever, because I didn't know that. Because I always would recommend it for people that have a Sega Saturn. Not many people had that, or if they did, they didn't remember. But now you guys have got to go play Guardian Heroes. This game is just, and it's long. That's what I mean. That one is long. And here goes that damn phone a second. Please hold on 1 second. I just want to see what the hell is going on here.
Well, I'll piggyback off of what Joe was talking about. Maybe just system-wise, like the Saturn. I feel like the Saturn and the Dreamcast don't really get a lot of love. I know a lot of people didn't own them. A lot of people I know, anyway, didn't own a Saturn. So that was kind of you can see why it didn't do as well, obviously. But when you look at the library of the games, there's just a lot of underrated gems, like a Guardian Heroes.
Yeah, you're right. That's what sucks, because there's so many that are great and people just didn't know about. And like when you say Dreamcast, sure enough, when the Dreamcast went away, everybody was like, damn, that was a fun system. Damn, I wish it'd come back. I was like, yeah, damn. Or too bad you weren't there when it was around with all the other systems. Enjoy. But no, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're right. So many gems.
Yeah, no, I just, they're like, I remember reading the magazine Ultra Game Players.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and most of the editors for that magazine just loved the Saturn. I never owned one. I still don't own a Saturn. I know that there tend to be kind of issues with them if you buy them used, because I guess people didn't really take care of them. But I know that my cousin had one.
Okay.
And I went over and played it, and I'm just like, yeah, like, this is a complete – I don't know. It's just funny how those systems just kind of fell under the radar. People were just like, no, PlayStation. I just see PlayStation. That's the only console that exists to me. Or the people that were just still sticking with Nintendo and nothing else. I never understood that mentality. And I know money plays a part into it, but I don't know. I kind of hate the fanboy part where it's either I'm this or I'm that. It's like, well, why not just play everything? I don't know how you guys feel about that.
No, I absolutely agree with you, because I was telling Tyler that a few days ago. I was like, where I grew up, unfortunately, it was the people that were all about the clicks. They were the Super Sega fans or Nintendo fans. And I was the fan who loved playing every damn thing. And I hated when I would be a part of hearing one say one. I was like, oh, damn, no matter what, how good a game could be on Sega or Nintendo, when you showed it to the opposite person, they just wouldn't care. They wouldn't give a credit. Oh, yeah, it was kind of good. I was like, what do you mean it was kind of good? This game is freaking awesome. How can you say this is kind of good? But they were just this fan, just that fan. But Tyler was like, no, people he knew, they all embraced everything. I wish I had known those people. Tell me about these people, Tyler, because I sure didn't know them, and it sucks.
Well, I mean, we're talking about kids who didn't have, like, more than one game system, and that was just not the... I just never heard... Even kids that were heavily spoiled, or their family was pretty well off, they had one game system. Maybe, you know, they still had their Nintendo. But, I mean, like, I just didn't know anybody who was trashing Super Nintendo over Sega and vice versa. They would say that, well, they're glad they had this because of this. It was essentially based on what games, at least in my eyes, it was more about, like, Sega's got Sonic the Hedgehog, and they've got the X-Men game, and they've got a few other choice games that was interesting, like the Punisher game, which was only available on Sega. But Super Nintendo has got Final Fight, and it's got, you know, Super Mario World, Super Mario Kart. And, you know, it had Turtles in Time, whereas Sega had the
Hyperstone Heist.
The Hyperstone Heist, you know, and I'm like, you know, the Turtles in Time is a little bit different from the arcade, but essentially the same thing. It has better villains in it, too. So it wasn't necessarily, you know, I just start naming people like Patrick Carrico, Matt Hilton, Josh Rapp. They were all guys who had one system, and that's just what they had. We had Nintendo and then a Super Nintendo. And that's just kind of how it was. So I go over to Matt's house. We play Sega. He comes over to my house. We play Super Nintendo. It was not a. I never, you know, I think really when I became buddies with Nathan, that's because he would say stuff like, you know, he would trash a system or he would trash a game and say that these games are better than that game. Because I remember he was more about, I think the, I mean, he always had an affinity for like the wrestling games on 64.
Oh God.
And
I mean, oh, okay.
yeah, he was really big about WWF No Mercy. And I forgot what W, I think WCW, NWO Revenge. Was that the other one you had? Because I think at that time, yeah, PlayStation was out. So I was playing SmackDown. And, you know, in his eyes, his games were better. I was just like, well, that's cool. But I like my
Hey,
SmackDown.
wait, hang on.
Okay.
Before he starts trashing me too much because of what
How
I
was I
just
trashing you with that,
because
though?
now because of what I just said about like, you know, I wish more people didn't. All right. I liked all the wrestling games. I preferred the 64 games. I owned the SmackDown games as well, but I would go to play the 64 games because that's what I preferred, like just gameplay wise. And Todd was like, no, well, we gotta play SmackDown. We gotta play. I'm gonna do this cheap roll up and beat you real quick, and you're gonna get real mad.
Yeah, he saw, he's referencing one time where I was playing as Jeff Hardy, and
No.
it would just after a few tries, you would do this like kind of head scissor roll up and pin them. Tries they would submit to a pin, and he, of course, Nathan's the type of guy that if he plays a game for 4 years, I come and play it for the first time, and I beat him. I mean, he might as well just set fire to it and jump out the window, you know, because it's not fair that someone can just by fluke come in and beat him.
Hey, but no, it was cheap. It's just a running grapple, and no matter how many times you tap the buttons to kick out,
But it, that was
eventually you
it,
just get
but I
pinned.
didn't do that the entire match, and that's what he's going to
No, he did.
embellish.
No,
Yeah,
come on.
yeah, yeah.
Now, everyone listening, I'm just putting that out there. He is lying to all of you right now.
And
He
I
did
think that
that
this was the
five
day we
times
were
in a
going to go
row.
see. We were going to go see a house show that day too. So him and Keith were all playing SmackDown, and I beat them both with Jeff Hardy's roll up.
In the exact same way. He just
Yeah.
started it. Started right out of the gate doing it. You kick out two, three times. He keeps doing it, and eventually you get pinned. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
But
It's a
then,
terrible
they both
mechanic.
threw down the controllers right in front of me, as if like I was the biggest asshole on earth. And this is
It's a
Nathan,
ter
who
it,
beats
it's
everybody.
terrible. That wouldn't happen in the N64 wrestling games, just saying. But yeah. Side scroll beat 'em ups, Tyler. Side scroll beat 'em ups. Let's get back to that.
Yeah. Side scroll beat 'em ups. Well, did either one of you guys play the Alien vs. Predator arcade game ever? Either for Super
Yes.
Nintendo or the arcade?
I just did Super Nintendo, not arcade.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because
Yeah,
the
mine
arcade.
was Super Nintendo.
Yeah, so you guys never even saw the actual arcade game that had like two Predators, Arnold, and this other
No.
made up Asian character? Wow,
No.
man.
No, the
That
closest
the
I ever came to it was just not, it's Terminator 2, like the one with the machine guns. That's the closest I ever
Yeah.
came to like anything in that realm.
Gotcha.
Didn't they even have Alien as just a side scroll and beat 'em up
They
too? I
had an
think.
Aliens arcade game, which I never saw. I didn't hear about that till the years of the like YouTube, like just having like, oh my God, there's an Aliens arcade game? We didn't
Yeah, they
have
even
this.
had they had a RoboCop one too, which was pretty cool. We did have
Well, I
RoboCop.
really didn't see, consider the RoboCop. See, I guess you kind of feel like I remember the RoboCop one, but I never really considered it like a, it is side scroll, but you're shooting at people. Well,
Well,
Sunset
wasn't
Riders is
there
kind of
two
like
different?
that
Well, yeah, but yeah, and I think there was a
too.
couple different RoboCops. There was the one where it was like, you know, a side scroller, like feeling like, let's say, Contra, you know, just the traditional style. But then there was that RoboCop where I thought you could like move up and down, like in a Final Fight style, and doing the interact, and even
Was
had
that for
tiny.
RoboCop 2?
Yeah, maybe it was the same. Yeah, it was probably the second one they made. I couldn't remember what they called it. Maybe they did just say RoboCop 2. I couldn't remember if it had some weird, you know, like underscore title or you know like subtitle or whatever the hell you want
Yeah.
to say, but either way that was a fun one. There was even parts where as you were, I think when you were shooting at the enemies in front of you, stuff was going way out in the background that was like attacking you, so you try to shoot them as you were doing this. It was, I think, unless my mind's playing tricks on me because it's been so long since I played that at the arcade, I don't know, hell, maybe I'm making up something or I'm combining them both, but I thought there was a RoboCop one that was pretty fun at the arcade, like I said, because there's
Well,
just
there
so
may have
many.
been. I mean, there's so, like I said, I didn't know there was an Aliens arcade game based on the Aliens film until about 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, so
I, yeah, it's just one of those things where our area, it just really it just depended on where you ventured at. Like I wasn't aware of the Spider-Man arcade game until I think sixth grade at the Smith Mountain Lake Resort. They had arcade games there for a dime a piece or a nickel, a piece, and it would be almost 20 years later where I would come across that Spider-Man game again and play it at Myrtle Beach, what I've been doing for the last 3 years. But it's just like by chance, just kind of what your area happened to get. And our arcades they wouldn't really bring in older stuff. They would move the older stuff out to make room for like, Tekken 3 or Mortal Kombat 4, new pinball machines or new drive, like new the ne next version of Daytona 500 or Cruising USA or something like that. They never really rotated in like a lot of the old stuff. That was just kind of stuff you had to kind of stumble upon at at a hotel or a pizza parlor someplace where they have an arcade machine to play. So, I mean, it would be, I mean, I think there's a Willow arcade game as well based on the movie.
Yeah, there is. It's not, well, a side scrolling beat 'em up, but it's a good interactive, it's a side scroller, not side scrolling beat 'em up where you move up and
Well,
down.
it's like Magic Sword or
Yeah, you're jumping up and down and going through the levels and collecting things. I think you even go into shops. I think if that's what I'm thinking about Willow, I think there's like a little
Yeah, I
shop.
think so.
Yeah, that's a fun ass game. I think there was even, yes, it's weird. There was a Hook side scrolling
There's
arcade
a
game.
Hook arcade game too. See,
Yeah.
that's something that our era just never saw. And not that we didn't have good games, but
Not everybody got all of these. Like you're right, not every
yeah.
area got them. I mean, I guess it just depended. I think that's what I find sad. Don't get me wrong. I don't have the money to wear, and plus I haven't bought a new system in a long time. But there was times when I was playing some of the newer systems, and sure they're enjoyable. But what I miss are the side scrollers because I know some games they were starting to get so obsessed where they said they want it to be all kind of 3D, look realistic. We don't want that, those sprites and that cartoony stuff because we don't want. It's like, but you don't get that. We're not saying that sprites and cartoony is bad. You're killing a style. You're killing the side scroller. Not only the side scroller to where you're talking about games like Castlevania, Ghosts and Goblins, Mario, Sonic, but then the side scrolling beat 'em ups where it's that and up and down. You can, of course, sure, make some awesome, cool new graphics, but still do a side scroller. It's like when they take these games and then try to do it into a 3D formula. It just gets funky and clunky. Not to rhyme, but it does. It's funky and clunky. Like, I think they had Fighting Force. Like,
Yeah,
think
that's
about
the one
that.
I
That
was.
was a
I love that game. That was an awesome game.
Yeah, when you started talking about that, like that's the first game that popped in my head because I bought that game based on the fact that it was a beat 'em up, and I was reading stuff in Ultra Game Players about it, and it was good at the time. But if you go back and try to play it now, whew, it's pretty
There.
rough.
You nailed it. You nailed it right there, Nathan. Kind of cool at the time, even when you were still playing it. Sure, you were kind of mesmerized. Oh, it's 3D-ish, but you still knew it felt funny. Like, this doesn't feel like the side scroller, because it wasn't. But you're right, they don't hold up. Anybody can sit there, and you could still go back and look at those old 8-bit, 16-bit arcade games, and they still look cool, because that's what they're supposed to be. Cartoony and fun, and that's how they're supposed to look. But these games, when they were trying to show, of course, the new 3D effects, and now with how realistic games look, you look back at those like, oh God, that's hard to look at. It is, think about one of the first, when you think about 3D fighters, oh my God, when Virtua Fighter first came out, talk about pissing your pants. It's like, oh my God, this looks so realistic. It's so damn cool. And there came Virtua Fighter 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you look back at one like, oh, it's like I can't look at this. It looks so dated and ugly. But you go ahead, tell me anybody who'd want to go back and play X-Men versus Street Fighter. You ain't going back looking at that saying, ooh, that's ugly. It's like, hell, this looks like the characters out of a comic. This is fun as hell.
Yeah, I feel like the PS1 era and N64 era is kind of similar to early CGI in movies. Like it looked really great at the time. And some stuff still does on those systems. I'm not, but some of that shit looks really rough now, which that's what makes the sprites and everything of like a Turtles in Time just like it still works. Still pops. But other spectrum of that, I haven't played it in forever, but I hope deep down that Die Hard Arcade still holds up.
That was another when you guys mentioned Fighting Force. I was always thinking of the Die Hard arcade game, like the arcade machine. That was always a blast to play too. It was hard as hell, but it
It
was
didn't.
bloody and it
Yeah,
was
it doesn't hold up. I'll let you know. I've seen it. No,
Yeah, I figured
no,
as much.
it
I
doesn't.
figured as much.
It does not hold up. Just like the other one, I'm sure you guys remember playing Battle Arena Toshinden for PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so freaking cool. Oh, wow. It's just weird, yeah, how some things just don't hold up. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. It seems like, with people getting back into these retro crazes, that possibly, maybe some companies will start looking at, how the games were before. And yes, up the graphics, make them look cooler, but still give us the side scrollers. I mean, I have been screaming for a new Castlevania for years, or Ghosts and Goblins. And I'm not talking about the ones that are on the portable systems stuff. I mean, give me a cool new Castlevania, like a big juiced up Symphony of the Night style game, but a really good intense game. Give me that for one of the new systems and have it be side scrolling. Don't put it in 3D, because they did that with the Castlevanias. When it went to 3D, something was just lost.
Yeah, Castlevania 64 was fucking
Oh.
terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Did
Awful.
you ever. What about you, Ty? Did you ever play Castlevania 64? Not to do a side rant, it's just hell. I mean, just
No,
talk about it.
I played Simon's Quest once on Nintendo, beat the hell out of me, and I never played another one since.
Oh, that was it.
Man.
Yeah, but I thought the games looked really cool. Like, I just thought Castlevania, Simon's Quest, it just looked really, really cool. And I guess in my eyes, the box art looked a lot cooler than the game itself. Like, I just, I'm thinking, oh man, it's gonna be epic as hell. I get this awesome looking vampire and this castle and got this cool muscle guy with a whip. It's gonna be great. And
But you
just
didn't even play Castlevania 4 on Super Nintendo?
no, like I
oh
said,
yeah,
I
great
yeah,
game.
nice.
Didn't play that.
Well, there's another one for
No.
the list.
Yeah, you guys
Well.
got quite a bit you're gonna have to play and get Tyler to play, because you're right, that's another fantastic game, and Castlevania Bloodlines as well. But I was gonna say, before we wrap it up, if you guys can think, what would you say would be your top three side-scrolling beat 'em ups of all time? We know we've been harping on a lot of them, but if you had to choose from number one to number three, favorite to least favorite, what would you say, Tyler? What would you say?
Turtles in Time, Final Fight, and then probably gonna have to go with X-Men.
Okay, I thought you were going to put Sunset Riders in there, but I guess not. I was
Well, I mean,
thinking.
I'm also going by, I didn't get to play Sunset Riders a whole lot in the arcade as much as I wanted to, whereas Turtles in Time, I played. My first time playing that was so memorable because it was on the widescreen version, and seeing those foot soldiers fly at the screen on the widescreen version, it was, I'll never forget it. And Final Fight just had such an impression on me as a kid. It was just this lasting impact of, cool guys on the street beating up all these thugs trying to save a hot chick. Something I've always wanted to aspire myself to be doing anyway.
Right.
And then X-Men, just because, to be a comic book fan in the early 90s when that game was out, it was made available pretty easy. It was just, so much fun to play that X-Men. If the Spider-Man arcade game had been made more available to me, I probably would have put that one because Spider-Man's my favorite superhero. But I probably, Alien vs. Predator, only got to play that a couple times too. But yeah, it's probably going to be Turtles in Time, number one, Final Fight, number two, and number three is the X-Men arcade game.
All right, Nathan, yours.
Before we get into my list, I want to throw out some honorable mentions of things that we didn't quite talk about.
Go ahead,
Death
go ahead.
Return.
I wasn't
Death and
allowed to
Return of
give honorable
Superman.
mentions.
What did you say, the Return of Superman?
Death and Return of Superman.
I never played that. I never played.
I never knew that was. Are you talking about the Super Nintendo version or
Super
the game that was an
Nintendo, yeah.
arcade? Okay, because I
No,
don't
Super
recall there
Nintendo.
being an arcade. Yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah,
That's
I mean,
cool.
like nothing too great, and I think LJN did that maybe,
Yeah.
if I
Don't let
remember.
the angry
So,
video game nerd hear that.
yeah. And then the Captain America game on Super
Yeah,
Nintendo,
that was fun in the
right?
arcade too.
Forgot about
Yeah,
that.
it's like it's what him and Hawkeye.
Iron Man
Well,
and
there was,
Vision.
yeah, that one was a lot of fun. I remember playing that at my cousin's house because he went and rented it for Super Nintendo. And we had a blast playing that.
Okay,
Yeah, because
okay.
it's cool. It's like Iron Man and Vision can fly, and Hawkeye and Captain
Yeah.
America are gonna ride like these sky sleds. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. I remember that game being really hard as well.
Oh, it was. It was a bitch.
But just a couple that I want to throw out there. My list, It's going to be sort of similar to Tyler's. I'm going to go with Turtles in Time number one easily because that's just a game that I always go back to, whether Tyler comes over or not. That's always one multiple times a year. I'm like, all right, I'm going to play Turtles in Time.
All right.
Number two is going to be X-Men because I played the hell out of that at Walmart in my area when they had it. They kept that machine there forever, and I never got tired of it. Always Nightcrawler and Wolverine. I never really went Cyclops or Colossus.
Colossus is awesome in the game, though, man.
And I Dazzler.
I was just Wolverine.
Never, never.
I love picking Wolverine. That was the only one I ever played was Wolverine.
Yeah, well, I mean, Nightcrawler was awesome for me. Just that special ability of just like clearing all the enemies out. Super cool. And number three for me is going to be Turtles 2 Arcade on Nintendo. Yeah, just because all the memories I have of that, how I got the game.
I remember that story.
Yeah, my parents were like, "Hey, if you get straight A's on your report card, we'll get you something like really awesome." And sure enough, I'm like, "Okay, got straight A's on my report card," and they just walk in and hand it to me, and it's
Oh, that's
Turtles
pretty
Arcade
cool.
on Nintendo. Yeah. Still have the box and everything in my collection, and I didn't cut out the pizza coupons that are on the back of the manual. Yeah, because I just wanted to keep everything intact, so I didn't go get my free pizza. And not only that, but that was a game that my dad and I played
Oh, that's
together a
awesome.
lot, and we got to the end with Shredder, and we didn't beat it. And I was like, it was super disheartening. And then I went through, I think, like that following weekend and just played it by myself. And I beat it, and I just remember like my hands were shaking because I knew I was getting close. And I did it, and I just like dropped the controller. And I just stood there and just stared at the TV. And I just ran into the living room. I was like, "Dad, Dad!" And he was like kind of panicked because he was like, "What the hell's going on?" And I was like, "I did it." And he's like, "Wait, what did you do?" I was like, "I beat the game." And he's like, "Wait, what game?" I'm like, "Ninja Turtles! Come on, man!"
Work with me, people.
That's that. The turtle games are always just
There's so
the
much
best.
fun that
Yeah.
that's you never get tired of the same thing, which is, being at foot soldiers and then fight one classic turtle event. It never gets old. It's just,
Yeah.
I guess you almost feel like you had to grow up with the turtles at that time to really have such a great appreciation for it, because it was like a that Turtles in Time game was like a love letter to Turtles fans, because it was all over the place. It was to fight, on the pirate ship and Neon Knight Riders, and you got the Technodrome, and what is it, Nathan? Starbase, where no turtle has gone before.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it never ever gets old. Fighting Leatherface on the train in the Wild West, and not Leatherface, Leatherhead, dude, just not Leatherface, and fighting Texas Chainsaw Massacre on a train. I'm getting too hyped up. That's how much Turtles in Time means to me.
That's cool. I
About
like
you,
this.
Joe?
No, I love your story though, Nathan. Like I said, that's what makes some games even more memorable, is when you have a great memory attached to it from how you got the game playing with your father too. I can understand things like that. Like for me, my top is Streets of Rage 2. I mean, just I'll just let you know I played that today. I can't help it. I mean, I knew we were talking about this. I was like, I gotta play this damn game. It's just the memories of just it's fun to play by yourself. To see that many people coming in the neighborhood, and for my mom to love playing it. I mean, my mom loved playing Skate. The thing is, Skate was my favorite character in Streets of Rage 2, but when it was time to play and mom was playing with me, I couldn't be Skate. She had to be Skate, so I went with big old Max. So I was either Skate or Max. And so I love the memories of it. So that's my top one. And Guardian Heroes, that's number two, because it's just, again, not only because it was a family one that we played, but I love seeing a game so vastly different to where it had role-playing elements of where you could choose different adventures. That's why I really hope that if Tyler comes over and you still have your Xbox One to where you could play that, or what?
Oh yeah. No, I got my 360, and the cool thing about that too is they ended up releasing like the Turtles Arcade and Simpsons Arcade on there. I don't know if they're still obtainable if because the way everything works now with the licenses and everything, but yeah, next time Tyler comes over, I'll hook up the 360 and we'll
Yeah,
play some Guardians.
I hope he gets into it. Like I said, it's just, it has a first beginning learning curve, but it's very fun. So that's my number two. And number three, it's weird we all say X-Men. Yeah, X-Men Arcade, because that was available readily at my arcade for until it went away. It was always there. And from memories of going in playing, had people join you, but I love playing the hell out of that game. And it was always Wolverine, but it was just, there was always something about going into an arcade. You felt like it was an adventure. Just something was just so
Yeah,
fun.
it was like choosing your own adventure. Whose ass am I going to kick today? You're kind of looking around and like, all right, I'm feeling the vibe of that game. And
Yes.
X-Men Arcade was the first arcade game I to ever beat.
Oh, was
Because
it?
it took $14 and my brother and my friend Zach Connor to do it. But we walked out of the air with our heads held high, like we just got Professor Xavier's badge of honor for beating the hell out of all of them, you
You
know?
do. You felt like you just won an award. I mean, you just felt like
Yeah.
king of the world when you beat it. So that's my number three. And it's funny again, Nathan, when you were talking about, how X-Men Arcade, you like Nightcrawler and Wolverine. That's a quick little side story when Tyler was talking about the X-Men game that they had on Genesis. And that's not a side scrolling beat 'em up, but just a regular side scroller. And I remembered I played as Wolverine through the entire game. The entire game, never dying, except one part I switched to Nightcrawler. There was this part that I hated to where when you got real far, I don't know what level it was, it was far into the game, to where you came down, you had to go, like, let's say to the left, and then come down, and there was all these holes that you kind of jumped on these platforms, and there was enemies, and it was annoying as shit to go through there. I mean, one will hit, bam, you fell, you're dead. So when I came down this hole right here, I switched to Nightcrawler. I had full energy, and I went, and I turned how he goes like to teleport, and went
Yeah.
all the way through the wall that was right next to it. Otherwise I'd have to go down all the way around. He teleported through that wall. Boom! I was at the end. Switched back to Wolverine, and then finished the game. But I always remember that's the one time I picked Nightcrawler or anybody else was to teleport through that wall.
Was
Did you ever play?
Gambit in that one, or was he in the
Yeah,
X-Men
Gambit
2
was.
game?
No, he was there.
He was in that one.
All right, because I remember my friend had that game, and I did. Not having a Genesis, when I finally saw it, I was like, holy shit, like this is great. Like this is as close as we're gonna get to the arcade right now, you know?
And it was great. And the thing was, I remember that was the first game to where it did something to where you weren't sure. Went through, I got to the end, and I got to that one room where it's like a computer room. And it said, you must reset the computer. I'm sitting there as Wolverine. I'm like, what the hell? And my mom's watching me play. I'm jumping in the air. I'm swiping at the computer. I'm trying to slash stuff. I was like, Mom, I don't understand. What am I not doing? There's nothing here. I can't go to the left, right. You're stuck in a room. I can't touch nothing. And she looked and she said something. Then she's like, Joe, do you think? And I was like, the Genesis? I was like, do you think they want me to hit reset on the actual Genesis? She was like, maybe. I was like, oh God, Mom, I've been playing this for hours. I don't know. And so I just sat there and I went and I was shaking. I was like, I was shaking going up to that button. And I was like, hit reset, and it took it. I was like, oh my God, that was it. I never seen nothing like that in a video game. You actually had to physically hit reset. I was in there like, what the hell? I felt like when I was playing, Metal Gear Solid on PlayStation, when Psycho Mantis is reading your mind, I'm like, what the hell is, how does he know what I'm doing? And then you remember I had to take out the memory card or switch
Yeah.
controllers. I was like, but it started with Genesis with that damn X-Men game. It was mind blowing that you actually interacted like that. So that was cool. I'm glad you mentioned that, Nathan, because then it made me think of that crazy X-Men story. That was, oh, nuts.
They just don't do mechanics like that with games anymore.
They don't. That's I said. It's they're missing the fun. They're so used to. I think they're so. They're focusing on trying to make it look so realistic and like you're into a real game. You're really wrestling. You're really in war shooting. They forget. Shit, just games were just meant to be fun. Fun and have a hard game to play through. Wear that badge of honor. Because there's a lot of kids, including my nephews and stuff. When I had them playing some of the old Super Nintendo Genesis games, they couldn't beat them. They could beat the piss out of the new games like they're nothing.
Yeah.
And they think that they're amazing. I was like, yeah, go back and play that old stuff. And it's just so annoying. They're like, I can't beat this. It's too hard. And they just quit. So yeah, that's, I mean, those, yeah, when games were fun. Not to sound like we're old people on just telling our podcast, but it's true. Games were really fun. They were
Well,
challenging back then.
the arcade experience too felt like, you didn't have the luxury of sitting at home and playing this game at your leisure. You were only given a few bucks to go in this arcade, whether it's, fun time with parents or at a birthday party or hanging out with a buddy. You got a few bucks. You got to make it count. Pick the game that you feel like you can get a good ways in. And it just there's so much more to it, I feel like, when you don't have memory cards. You don't have the luxury of coming back and playing, you know, because
No
you
save
planted it.
feature. You're right. No
Yeah,
save feature. Yeah.
it is the fate of the world. So, you know, to play off that, like, this is, it's a make or break. It really is. I mean, whether you're playing Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, which was a fun game to play in the
Yes.
arcade,
Yeah, it was.
the G.I. Joe arcade game, that was, well, that was a tough one to get to play too.
Raztan was another one. I love playing some Raztan. Oh my God, that was like me being He-Man. I loved it because he, like I said, he had the sword. He was a barbarian warrior. I felt like I was He-Man when I played Raztan. What a fun ass game too.
I
That
think
was
I
another.
remember playing that at the laundromat
Did
when
you?
they had it for a brief period of time. Yeah.
That was a cool
Kind
ass
of sparked
game.
a memory.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Like I said, we have plenty more episodes where we'll talk about all those other types of games too, because we could be here all day. But
Well,
besides.
I'm gonna throw this out to you guys since we've what do you guys think about doing a wizard retrospect next week?
Sure. Love that
I'd
damn
be
book.
down for it.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah. That'll
we
be.
talk about the ultimate badass Lucas Barton's power glove. We talk about Jimmy Woods and how hot Haley, yeah, she was hot in the movie too. And Beau Bridges, learning how to play Nintendo and stuff like that. Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
That'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be fun. So, all right, Tyler, well, tell everybody where they can go. Well, not like that, but you know what I mean. Tell them where they could go and for the podcasts and the pages and
Well, I
stuff.
can tell them they can go there if there's certain things they say to me, of course, but as I don't have a reason to say that right now. But go to the Beyond Retro Facebook page. Go to Nathan Kennedy's Facebook page, Joe Amato's Facebook page, my Facebook page under Tyler Baker, popculturenetwork.com, Doug Turner's Facebook page. All of us are connected here. Check all of us out. We all have a lot of the same interests and things like that. But for more episodes about the podcast, it's all available on YouTube. Episodes are available to download on Podbean, and we post those episodes every week to download and view on YouTube as well. And if you have ideas or of things you want to talk about that's retro related from the 80s and early 90s, spitball them to us. Send them to any of us. We'll gladly accept thoughts and ideas for the podcast. And yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. Do you guys have anything else to? To round out, any final thoughts, Jerry Springer's final word, so to speak.
I'll throw out
Yeah.
another game that came out a while ago, but the Scott Pilgrim versus the World game, that was also a retro side scrolling beat 'em up that came out on I think 360 and PS3. But
I wasn't
that
even
game
aware
was
of
a lot of
that.
fun. And it took a lot of elements of like RPGs. It was almost like River City Ransom.
Okay. That's cool. I never knew
Yeah.
that. Yeah, I have to check it out. All right. Well, for me, I just wanted to thank everybody that joined us tonight in the chat room and for, the comments that you had, from the games and memories. We appreciate it all. Hope you join us next week also. And for me, I wanted to say, if you're a Stranger Things fan, this is cool, the cool game that somebody just told me about recently. I guess you can download it. It's a free app, but they have a Stranger Things game that you can download on your phone, and it feels old school. It has like the kind of over the head three-fourths view. I mean, like a Zelda view, if you know what I
Okay.
mean. But
Yeah.
it's actually cool. It's a fun game, and I had to kind of stop though when I played because I didn't realize that they said they were going to be bringing in elements from maybe season two. I think that's what somebody told me. I said, "Oh, I'm going to have to take a break." I said because.
Oh, yeah. You're
Yeah, I'm
still
just
doing
watching.
that episode per week thing, aren't
Yep,
you?
and tonight's going to be episode two. So I was like, no, I
Oh,
got
my gosh.
it.
Tyler,
Yeah, so,
did
yeah.
you finish it?
I'm going to wrap it up tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
As like I
right.
said, with you
Unfortunately, we're going to
asking me,
have
my
to wait
brother's
until like
asking me.
February to talk to Joe about
Slow ass Joe. So, okay,
Yeah,
I might speed it
I
up.
don't know why he does it to himself. He enjoys pain and torture and cutting
Yeah,
himself. And
I might speed it up. You never know, but.
no, you're not.
Yeah, you're right. I probably won't. But well, it was a fun episode, guys. Like I said, everybody joined us. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you all next week.
So, you're the wizard?
That's
He's
right.
cheap at SmackDown games. He's so cheap at SmackDown games.
Oh, the hell I am.